Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day to celebrate some of the gigantic victories for Republicans in what has been considered, at least recently, a swing state. How come you haven't heard about it? Well, guess what? There's such a thing as media bias, but this is a big story, and one of the people who brought it to my attention was John Fund. John Fund is the National Affairs columnist for National Review. He worked for the Wall Street Journal for more than two decades, starting way back in 1984, and he was a longtime member of the Wall Street Journal editorial board. He's right now visiting the very Republican state of Alaska, where actually recently the main rivals for Republicans for domination of Alaska have not been Democrats, it's been independents. John, you called to the attention of the whole country the nation's second largest geographical state and second largest population state, Texas. There were big elections that took place in Texas that nobody paid any attention to. Why is it important that people pay some attention to some of those sweeping victories in places like McAllen, Texas, and Fort Worth, and elsewhere?
Well, that last November, Donald Trump took Texas by about 8 points, and Republicans kept every House seat that the Democrats had tried to take from them. So that was considered a pretty good result, but Democrats said it was a fluke. It was because Trump was on the ballot. And, you know, ignore those gains that Trump made among Hispanics in the Rio Grande Valley and other places, because they really were just voting for a strong man. And after all, Hispanics always look for a strong man. But these elections were different. These were for mayor, which is about as, you know, important in the daily lives of people's and their communities as you can get. They're the ones who actually deliver the services. So McAllen, Texas, which is on the border, 150,000 people, and 85% Hispanic, saw the first Republican mayor elected in history. His name is Javier Villalobos, and he beat the Hispanic machine there, even though there's long been voter fraud in that region. He overcame the odds, and he ran on a conservative anti-crime platform and also a platform that said, you know, we have to show compassion for the migrants crossing the border, but we also have to protect our communities. And in Fort Worth, which is the 12th largest city in the country, it's over 1 million people, the Republicans there won the mayor's race. And even though only a third of Fort Worth is Anglo, and in Arlington, which is next door to Fort Worth, where only 39% of people are Anglo, they won the mayor's race there. So it was a clean sweep, and yet apparently it didn't make news anywhere. Even the August New York Times, apparently the Pony Express, that where they get their news from Texas, hasn't reached New York yet.
Well, I guess not. And part of what you're saying, and I think it's a very important point, Jason Riley makes the same point, by the way, in his important column in the Wall Street Journal today. The point being that this does not represent a change in policy among Hispanic voters, because there's always been a percentage, and a substantial percentage, of Hispanic voters who describe themselves as conservative. So they haven't changed policy. What they've changed is now a willingness of people who are Hispanic conservatives being willing to vote for the Republican Party, just like white conservatives or Asian conservatives might be willing to vote for the Republican Party. What has the Republican Party done, or more to the point, what have the Democrats done to make that change?
Well, the Republicans have finally started running candidates and taking their campaign seriously rather than just putting names on the ballot. But the Democrats, Filemon Villa, who's the congressman from the Rio Grande Valley that includes part of McAllen, says, look, there's three issues here to people based on where they work. There's people here work in one of three areas. They work either in local government, and those remain predominantly Democratic voters, or they work in border security, like the Border Patrol, and they're increasingly fed up with the Biden administration. I mean, there have been more migrants crossing the border this year than in any year since 2006. And then the third group are people who work in the oil and gas industry. And what is Joe Biden's message for them? I want to shut you down and declare you illegal. And that's why every Democratic congressman from the Rio Grande has written Biden saying, you should not have banned fracking on federal lands. My people earn their living from that.
And I'll tell you, the other issue that you mentioned in your column, which we're posting at our website at michaelmedved.com, speaking with John Fund, the other issue you mentioned is policing. And I know one of my good Hispanic friends is the son, Ruben Navarrete, of a lifelong cop. And when the Democrats started with the defund the police stuff after the death of George Floyd, and they didn't mention any support for the police at all during their convention, that hurt them, didn't it?
Well, crime is an important issue, and people who want safe and secure streets, who want their kids safe in school, who want their businesses protected, I mean, they heard the messages from one wing of the Democratic Party, the progressive wing, and the messages were defund the police. We have to worry about more about systemic racism. We do have the security of the community. And look, I've written columns about how we do have to worry about police tactics. I think the fact that Republicans and Democrats have been soft on police unions, who write into their contracts ridiculous protections for bad cops so they can't ever get fired, is a problem. But, you know, Democrats basically convinced a lot of Hispanics in places like Florida and Texas and even New Mexico, they don't have the police's back. In fact, they have the criminals' back.
You make the point that basically people have thought, well, we're going to see that Texas is going to go the way of California, where basically Republicans are not even in the game. But instead it seems to be going the way of Florida, which is actually showing increasing Republican support from every ethnic group. Florida is becoming a more reliably Republican state, isn't it?
Well, you know, Michael, we both know California well, and my friends in both Texas and California say one of the fundamental differences is in Texas, the Latino population, which, by the way, they don't even like the word Hispanic, which is a white bureaucrat's word for the community, the Latino population has always been interwoven in the community, has always supported hard work. They've not been big on welfare, whereas California has had a buffet-style welfare state, and it basically breeds dependence. And if you're dependent, you're often dependent on the government, and you want more government. In Texas, the basic inclination is you make your own way in life, and, you know, the community will help you if you need help, but it's more of an entrepreneurial mentality. And the same in Florida, which has been enriched recently by all of these refugees from former or current communist countries, whether it be Cuba, Nicaragua, or Venezuela.
Yeah, which makes a very big difference. I mean, they used to say, well, it's just because of the Cubans in Florida, but now there are Caribbean immigrants from elsewhere, and as you mentioned, apparently thousands and thousands from Venezuela and from Nicaragua, which has also had its own disastrous impact with socialism. John Fund, what about Kamala Harris's triumphant trip to Mexico and Guatemala? You think that's going to help her?
Well, Kamala Harris's staff was privately asked by CNN, you know, what was with this trip? Because it was a disaster, clearly. And they said, well, you know, we really don't, as the vice president, we really don't have a stake in this. You know, we're going to be basically looking sideways on this issue because we don't have direct responsibility. It's really ICE and the bureaucracy. Well, I'm sorry. Biden gave her the job of taking care of immigration, and she's basically gone down to Guatemala and Mexico and had her head handed to her because they basically said, oh, well, you know, the problem that you have is, you know, Biden said, come, you know, we'll reunite families. Everything's about reuniting families. So why are you surprised that people are coming? And by the way, you know, Biden keeps talking about all the free programs he's going to give people, like free health care and all of that. Well, if you advertise that, you know, Spanish language broadcasting is going to pick up on that, and people are going to say, So Biden says reunite families, and Biden says there'll be more free stuff. Well, why?
And it's not. It's clearly not going to work. John Fund, with his most recent column posted at our website, michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty. It's washable and dryable so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved.
I listen to you every single day.
And one thing that Democrats really ought to listen to is the voice of Jason Riley, who I mentioned has a great column in the Wall Street Journal. He usually does, but this one's particularly important. And certainly for Democrats who want to be a competitive party coming into this crucial 2022 election that'll determine who controls the House, will determine who controls the Senate. He points out that rather than attacking Joe Manchin, as they all have been, they ought to give him credit for basically understanding that the party has moved too far to the left. And one proof of that has been the response to Kamala Harris. Now, there's plenty to criticize. She had a disastrous trip. She did not look at all, even vice presidential. Now, looking vice presidential is not that hard. I mean, basically, you have to have a pulse. But right now, there's going to be a lot of evaluation of President Biden. He's in London. He's meeting with Boris Johnson. He's meeting with the Queen. And, of course, Boris Johnson, despite the fact that he's far more conservative than Joe Biden, he's very eager to enhance America's special relationship. And my guess is that Biden's going to have a relatively successful trip to London to meet with our British allies and then to be part of the G7 meeting. He certainly wants to have a successful trip. The market has been down sharply now. Today it lost 150 points on the Dow and down 3 days in a row, and it needs to pick up, so he needs a decent trip to London. But what about Kamala's trip to Guatemala and to Mexico? And this, whoever put this together, it's terrible staff work, which is just shocking. And to such an extent that even over at CNN, John Berman was reporting that her allies and managers and handlers at the White House are not thrilled with the performance by the Vice President of the United States in her first big foreign mission. This is John Berman on CNN, clip 4.
Vice President Kamala Harris back in the United States this morning after a trip to Guatemala and Mexico, her first foreign trip as vice president. This morning, we're told that some of what she said on the trip, her answers to questions, maybe even obvious questions, those answers have White House insiders perplexed.
Okay, perplexed, like the answer, have you been to the border? And then her interchange with Lester Holt, where she said, well, no, I haven't. I've been to the border, and I'm going to go back to the border. You've been to the border? And she said, well, no, I haven't been to Europe either. I mean, this is disastrous. And when you're vice president, it's not like being president of the United States. There are people who can start out a successful presidency with some unsuccessful opening salvos. For instance, Bill Clinton would be an example. Bill Clinton ended up getting reelected handily. I think he's viewed now as obviously he got himself impeached, but he did well in handling the budget deficit, and he ended up signing the Republican welfare reform. But he started out, and it was disastrous. But see, when you're president, you get to correct those impressions. Time magazine, in the first weeks of the Clinton administration, had a cover story called The Incredible Shrinking President. And, of course, he lost on Hillary Care. And there was one thing after another, and Clinton had to right his ship, and he could. You can do that if you're president. You can't really do it if you're vice president. And one good example of that would be Dan Quayle, who is not an idiot. I can certify that. Dan Quayle, once upon a time, was co-author with my wife of a best-selling book called The American Family. And we got to know the Quayles, and they're great people. And Dan knows everything about American politics. He's one of the very, very few politicians you can talk to. You say, what do you think is going to happen in the 3rd District in Indiana? Or what do you think is going to happen in the 4th District of Florida coming up? He'll know. He'll know who the players are. And yet, he had a few moments in the campaign, and then early in his vice presidency, and boom, he got stuck with the idea that he was just a lightweight and the media went after him. Now, already, people on the left in the Democratic Party who have lots of friends in the media are full out gunning for, going after a Kamala Harris. And it's particularly dangerous for her when it's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Because she is, of course, a media sweetheart. People find her fascinating in both a repellent way and some people who absolutely are infatuated with AOC. She's America's media heartthrob. And here she is blaming America, of course, for the disaster at the border. This is clip five. Listen.
What the United States has not done is actually own up to the fact that we have contributed, we have bid to regime change, destabilization, and interventionist foreign policy that has contributed to these awful conditions throughout Latin America. And the reason that it's a problem, and this is not just U.S. supporting regime change, this is also climate policy that is impacting the global south disproportionately, even though these farmers and these folks in Central and South America contributed to climate change the least in terms of their carbon emissions,
right.
They are experiencing the ravages the most right now and first. And so U.S. climate policy has contributed to this. U.S. foreign policy, U.S. economic and trade policy has helped contribute to conditions that people are fleeing.
Okay, and listen to what she says about the Biden administration policies on immigration. This is on MSNBC also. This is clip six.
Well, I think the issue here, and first of all, you know, I think this is not just about the vice president. This is about the Biden administration's immigration policy writ large is not working. It's wrong and it's inhumane.
Okay, I think that this is an area where there are most Republicans would agree that the immigration policy, it just doesn't exist. What exactly is the policy? What's the program, Kenneth? What's the frequency? This is a very, very confused administration. And I do think that for those people who just took it for granted, oh, Biden will be a one-term president and then the Democrats will turn to Kamala, I don't think many Democrats have that belief anymore. She has not done a good job building relationships even within the party. So what can the party actually learn from Joe Manchin? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
So here's the deal.
Michael MedVed.
I'm like, I've got so much going on in my mind.
The Michael MedVed Show. Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden has landed in Europe as part of his first trip overseas as president. Biden taking part in both the G7 and NATO summits, along with the US-EU summit. The president also with a message for soldiers stationed in the UK.
There's nothing that Jill and I enjoy more than spending time with our troops and their families wherever we go in the world. I had the great honor of being in out of Afghanistan and Iraq well over 27, 28 times. I think Jill's the only second lady in American history that's gone into a war zone. into Baghdad with me as well.
A report from the Inspector General shows police did not clear a crowd of Black Lives Matter protesters for former President Trump last summer. The Interior Department IG saying they cleared the protesters because they turned violent. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And on the Michael Medved show, you've probably heard all kinds of stories about the new government in Israel. One of the things that is almost certain, they're going to be voting on the Sunday. They are going to be voting in the Knesset to approve the new government and the new coalition deal. Almost all of the parties in this complicated 8-party coalition are very pro-business. And there is an expectation that once they get a budget and they go through some of the political hardships and some of the challenges of the recent war against Hamas, that things should be back to booming in the Israeli economy. And to find out about what exactly is going on there and some opportunities that you can check out about being part of high-tech startups in one of the world's most dynamic economies, and right here in the United States, where our crowd also has a lot of companies that they are offering you to help crowdsource. This is an ability for ordinary Americans, not people with big, big, huge investment minimums. It's open to you. Check it out. Go to OurCrowd.com or up our crowd. Go to MichaelMedved.com. Click on the Our Crowd banner. And you can find out about some of the companies that you can be part of. You may have heard my brother Jonathan recently on the show. This is his company. It's done remarkably well, and it's one of those things that you should find out more about. It costs you absolutely nothing to get the information. Go to MichaelMedved.com and click on the banner for Our Crowd. And something that is not functioning so well right now is the Democratic Party and the whole Biden agenda, where people on the left wing of the party are just jumping all over Joe Manchin. But it's not just Joe Manchin. It's now Kristen Sinema, and there are other Democrats, red state Democrats in the U.S. Senate, who are very dubious about moving the party so far to the left. And Jason Riley writes in the Wall Street Journal, Mr. Manchin isn't being obstructionist so much as practical. And he's forcing Democrats to confront tensions within their ranks that they cannot ignore forever. As more college-educated whites have joined the Democratic Party, it has lurched further left, causing discomfort among the more moderate black, Hispanic, Asian, and working-class white Democrats who far outnumber them. Unlike these progressive white elites, polling shows that minorities in the main tend to support things like voter ID laws, school choice, case-blind college admissions, and the presence of more police officers in high-crime neighborhoods. David Shore, who is a data scientist and a Democratic strategist, criticizes Democrats for assuming that ethnic minorities are just, quote, progressive by nature. But Mr. Shore said that view was a mistake. Quote, he says, this is quoting David Shore, rightly, the same proportion of African-American, Hispanic, and white voters identify as conservative. What happened in 2020 is that non-white conservatives started voting for conservatives at higher rates. They started voting more like white conservatives. He says that the left's attacks on law enforcement after the death of George Floyd, as an example, in the summer following the emergence of defund the police as a nationally salient issue, support for Biden among Hispanic voters declined. Quote, we raised the salience of an ideologically charged issue that millions of non-white voters disagreed with us on. A new analysis of the 2020 elections published by a trio of Democratic advocacy groups, we talked about it on the air here, largely confirms Mr. Shore's analysis. Our assumptions about Dem support among voters of color and the lack of differentiation in our messaging and outreach within demographic groups cost us support in key races. So said white Democratic operatives Marlon Marshall and Linda Tran in the report. Despite historic turnout, even where black voters were key to Democratic successes, this past cycle, including in Georgia, Arizona, and Michigan, the data show drop-off in support in 2020 compared to 2016 and 2018, that for Democrats. And it has to do with this idea that the notion that somehow the color of your skin makes you more progressive just because is not true, especially when people are taking a look at issues. And this is Senator John Cornyn, the Republican of Texas, who I think makes a very, very solid point about why the Democrats basically screaming bloody murder and saying that Republicans, by requiring things like voter ID and basically tightening some of the guarantees of election security, when they say that Democrats are defending the last vestiges of democracy from the predations and the outrages of these racist Republicans, well, how do you respond to that? This is Senator Cornyn, clip two.
We've heard similar lines of attack from many across the aisle who falsely tried to brand this law as a form of voter suppression. Once you play the race card, it's hard for people to think clearly because it tugs at our emotions. It tugs at our collective, frankly, guilt emanating from the earliest days of our country that we've come a long way to try to rectify.
Okay, and that is entirely true. It's a question of crying wolf as well. Because who knows, there may be fights where basic rights are sometimes under attack. I don't see any on the horizon. But when you hear it so many times, this is the end of democracy, this is the end of justice, things are basically going to be totally destroyed. When you keep hearing that, you tend to begin discounting it because it can't be regularly so true. And that has to do also, some of it, with the overreaction to what is called the IRS scandal. And basically, we spoke earlier in the show about this new leak from the Internal Revenue Service, from our tax service, our tax collectors, about the private tax information of the 25 wealthiest Americans. And you say, oh, they are stinking rich. It serves them right. Well, it's a real problem. And the Wall Street Journal has an editorial that says, the subhead, someone leaked the tax data of individuals to serve the left's agenda. Now, leaking such information is a crime, since under federal law, tax returns are confidential. ProPublica, this think tank that released this information, they won't say how they got it. ProPublica says it received the files from an anonymous source and doesn't know who provided them, how they were obtained, or what the source's motives are. Allow us to fill in that last blank. The story arrives amid the Biden administration's effort to pass the largest tax increase as a share of the economy since 1968. The main Democratic argument for a tax rate is that the rich should pay, a tax hike is rich should pay their fair share. The ProPublica story is a long argument that somehow the rich don't pay enough. The timing here is no coincidence, comrade. So what about the timing of alarm bells on climate change? Jane Fonda and Greta Thunberg. How's that for an odd couple? We'll get to them coming up on the MedVed Show.
How dare you? How dare you?
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
How dare you? How dare you?
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands and certainly for me. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. As the nation pivots from the Trump administration to the reality of the Biden administration, Americans seem divided as never before. What does our country even believe in common anymore? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. This institute stands for the first things, the permanent things, for religious liberty, for freedom of conscience, for family, for limited government, for free markets, for our nation's Judeo-Christian heritage. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com, and you will see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College in Pennsylvania. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund managers. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kanger's articles and speeches. There are lots of them. You can find all this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's faithandfreedom.com. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Medved show, the issue of climate change is linked to everything. You heard that AOC responded to Kamala Harris's trip to Guatemala and Mexico, and responded to it as somehow ignoring the crucial issue of climate change, which she claims is actually motivating the surge of personnel to our borders. Do I deny the possibility that some of climate change, where things do appear to be getting warmer and there's variations in the weather, may be impacting the already troubled economies in Honduras and Guatemala and El Salvador? Now, of course, it's possible. But it's not like these were places that had highly functioning economies with high employment before. And it just goes into the general democratic attempt to create hysteria and to cry wolf again regarding this issue of the climate. Now, there are two very prominent people, widely admired, wildly admired women who represent different elements of the age spectrum. Let us go to the incomparable Greta Thunberg, who was on the BBC. Is she 18 yet? I think she is 18 now. So I guess, well, she's legal, right? So now she's actually responsible for what she's saying. And I don't really understand the logic of this statement, but maybe you can help translate it. This is Greta Thunberg on the BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation, about the attempt to live sustainably today. Listen.
Because, I mean, you can't live sustainable today. It's insane. Just by paying taxes, you are contributing to environmental destruction, basically, to put it simply. So this can't only fall on individuals to take action, even though that is a very important step, because we can't achieve systemic change without individuals. The thing we should be focusing on are the ones who are actually polluting the most, the biggest companies, governments, and so on. So Of course, it's good if people are living more environmentally friendly, but that's not what's going to solve this crisis, so to speak.
Okay, we understand this? How are people who are simply paying taxes contributing to climate change?
How dare you!
Is that... No, seriously, especially given the amount of money that most governments around the world are committing to the issue of climate change. Are they all wrong? Is it better if people withhold their taxes? I think that would be a popular position. And it is fascinating to me, what is it about this 18-year-old that makes her so irresistible for media coverage? She's 18 now. She's no longer this precocious kid. She was never particularly school. She skipped school, as a matter of fact. Walked away from it to become a great advocate for dramatic social change in behalf of the climate. Does she have any credentials for that? Not that it matters. But the idea that she is taken so seriously, look, at least with Jane Fonda, who makes even less sense. Jane Fonda, you know, she's... Jane Fonda's won a couple of Oscars, and, you know, a famous family and all that, and she's been around a lot, and nobody knows anti-aircraft emplacements in North Vietnam like Jane Fonda. Which I know you're not supposed to bring up. That's the most embarrassing thing about her past. She's a fine actress, and she's actually a pleasant person. However, not when it comes to this issue. Listen to clip 10.
Well, it's nice to be hopeful again, and it's much better to push a moderate than to fight a fascist, right? We're very, very grateful for what he's been doing. He's done a lot of very good things, but not enough. Not bold enough and not fast enough. We're up against time. The scientists say we have less than 9 years to cut our emissions in half. Line 3 is going in the absolute opposite direction, and the news every day is telling us emissions are going up, not down. So we have to put our bodies on the line and do whatever we can to get our administration to call a halt to these permits.
Okay. She's evaluating the Biden administration. And the idea that we have to halve our emissions in the next 9 years, because if we don't do it in 9 years, the time will be up. Do you remember how long it's been? I mean, it's been about 20 years since we were told we only have 6 years, we only have 10 years, we only have 12 years. And it's constantly being revised. And revised based on what? Not on changed science, just at changed deadlines and changed... analysis based upon having to withdraw previous propagandistic claims that, well, if you don't make a change by 2015, then it's too late. Then we've lost everything. And meanwhile, speaking of losing everything, there's a film that originally was made in 2019. And then the pandemic intervened and it didn't get released, and finally it's released. It's an animated film for kids about a pampered dog, which features Snoop Dogg and a vocal cast. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A pampered pooch at the center of an inheritance battle gets lost in the big city in the animated canine comedy Doggone Trouble, now streaming on Netflix.
Who cares about the dog?
You do. The dog's the rights to the entire fortune.
Don't you have a home? I guess I have to take you with me.
that would-be benefactor voiced by Lucy Hale is by far the best animated character in the movie, which is something of a problem since the strangely drawn dogs seem much less lifelike. Though one of them, a pound escapee voiced by Snoop Dogg, does get to rap at the end of the movie. The complications in the plot may perplex very young viewers, and a fascination with doggy rear ends and their functions will puzzle everyone else. 2 stars for Doggone Trouble, which despite moments of humor and invention, is mostly low-grade kibble.
This review brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And the difficulty with this film is that unlike the recently animated film Spirit Untamed, the animals in that come to life. The animals here look like badly drawn cartoons and don't come to any sort of life at all. Speaking of coming to life, coming up, we're going to be speaking about the great American job shortage. Why is it so difficult to get people to take jobs in the United States of America? And it's not all about the payment of extended Social Security benefits. We'll be speaking from a libertarian point of view with a writer for Reason magazine about the idea that we need to authorize more skilled immigrants, not illegal immigrants, but more skilled immigrants who can take the jobs to power our economy, because right now this labor shortage is really holding us back. And we will be speaking about that. We'll also be talking about no more snowflakes. There is a chart-topping rapper, no, it is hardly Snoop Dogg, who has gone entirely viral after releasing an anti-woke song. It's about time, and I think people could laugh at that, though this is no laughing matter. There's a new survey that shows that 43% of millennials don't know or don't care or don't believe in the existence of God in any form. Why is it so increasingly irrelevant, it seems? Any consideration about a higher power or a destiny or a fate or a plan in history, any of that seems so irrelevant to younger people. We will probe that issue and much more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.